This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
9582.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we start hump day on the Robert Scott Bell Show by reaching down into the doggy and kitty bowl. Get ready to get down there with the pets and start eating. Okay. I don't know. Is that going to turn? It's an animal health story. We're going to do that. And we have a special visit as we open today, Hump Day Edition. We'll get to Outside the Box with TMB, Ty Bollinger, later. But Captain Morgan is with us. How did we get you on early in the week? This was great. We got some free time with Captain Morgan.
Well, you know, I just kind of sailed into port, and you all just welcomed me with open arms, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, after yesterday, hearing that you're dodging tornadoes everywhere, so I'm glad you're alive and well, and all is well other than just a broken window.
That's right, and that can be fixed, so we're pretty grateful.
Was that Hazlitt's thing? We'll have to ask Op-Ed, the broken window theory. If it's not broke, break it, and then the economy will recover.
He does really like that theory.
Yeah. Right.
We're creating jobs.
Right. Exactly. Let's break stuff and then create jobs. That's what we do with the military. I go around and break things and then we, oh man, don't get me started. I want to talk about pets as we open today. Because Super Don, you have, how many dogs do you have now?
12.
You don't have 12 dogs. How many dogs do you have now?
You rounded up.
I've had as many as 3.
Okay.
Yep.
But you got a pooch with you now, right?
Yep.
Okay. See, and Morgan, you are the animal farm.
Well, yes, we have 2 dogs and 1 cat. It feels like a full zoo most days, but
right. And we have
plus
a
Ed,
cat. So I think we talked yesterday with our good buddy Ian Clark about pet health and how they could also benefit from the phytoplankton, which is really cool. Go back and listen to the archives there for that. But if we talk about pet health, there's a lot of stories, Super Don, you found today that are appropriate for opening this. And I'll hazard a guess that many of our listeners do have pets. And the first on the list happens to be about what? The 4th of July? Are we a little early for the 4th of July? Or can we plan ahead because the dogs that are traumatized by fireworks?
Yeah, you know, it's really kind of just around the corner. It'll be here before you know it. And that is something that dogs have a problem with. There are some dogs that really have a lot of anxiety issues because of all the loud noise from the fireworks.
Well, Captain, would you give your dog Xanax for the 4th of July if he was panicked over fireworks?
No.
I feel like
the more natural you can keep animals, the happier they're going to be. And I think it's the same as with humans. When you start kind of piling on a lot of extra stuff that they were never really meant to have, they become more dependent and I think kind of more anxious and unhealthy overall.
Yeah.
But
just in case anybody thought I was joking with Captain Morgan on that, they actually do prescribe Xanax and other tranquilizers to sedate
Valium.
Dogs.
Valium is a very common one, yeah.
Right. Now, do you know that we have covered this over the years, Super Don, talked about what the homeopathic remedy is for animals that are really freaked out and frightened by loud noises, storms, and
we have
and
on
stuff.
A couple of occasions. That's true. Now, don't ask me what that is because I can't remember.
Oh, you.
So
can.
I'll just stop you right now.
All right. Okay. Well, here's the pop quiz of the day here, and Captain, you'll be excused because you haven't been with us that long in the broadcast world, and you ask great questions anyway. But the homeopathic remedy is made from the yellow jasmine, And that is a nice, easy botanical, but converted into homeopathic form. Of course, there's no risk at all with any animal ingesting it to excess. And does anybody know the Latin name for the yellow jasmine?
Expecto Patronum.
it's also good if you have anxiety from public speaking, or if you are anxious because you're going to the dentist, Liam, right? Or you know, takes the edge off. And the name of the remedy, the Latin name, is gelsemium.
Oh.
With a G, gelsemium, yellow jasmine. And this is one of my favorite remedies because it's like one of those things that before you resort to something like Xanax or a tranquilizer, why not try a little bit of gelsemium? Why not?
I mean,
why not?
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, what have I used in the past? Is it valerian root?
Valerian root, right. That's valeriana in homeopathic form is also good, but valerian root is a stinky root. It's not as bad, or some might say it's as bad as durian. I don't think it smells as, well, I like durian, but I get people's distasteful of smells there. But in fact, that valerian root can stink pretty bad.
Well, it tastes disgusting, but it did help. I was thinking about, our dogs don't get upset about loud noises, fireworks, thunder, tornadoes, whatever they're pretty cool with, but heaven forbid I try and clip the little one's nail. She just screams like she's being murdered. So I was tempted to tranquilize her with some valerian before I attempted it again.
All right. Well, now you have a new option, homeopathic gelsemium. I don't remember if it was in the 911 burnout or stress control from King Bio, because that's a combination of a lot of remedies. But that is a consideration. I think, yeah, why not plan ahead? No excuses now. Go out and find some homeopathic gelsemium for your doggies and kitties that are scared with the upcoming fireworks season, or even with all these storms, lightning and thunderstorms that a lot of folks are having in the spring and summer season.
A good tip.
Yeah. So before you drug your animals and get them schnockered out on things that could be damaging to their liver, why not look to natural botanicals and homeopathic medicine? Maybe I've spoken too soon, because the FDA has weighed in on drugs for pets, and they think there's not enough, we need more. The first appetite-stimulating drug for Fido has now been approved by the Fear and Death Administration.
I don't know about that. Don, have you ever had a dog that wouldn't eat?
Never. In fact, you know what? All you got to do is make the sound or recreate the sound of a cheese wrapper, and that usually just about does it for a dog, you know?
A cheese wrapper? Oh, we're going to get you.
And some dogs, they get so, it's kind of like that whole, what was it called, the test they did where they rang the bell, the Pavlovian thing with the dog. It's the same thing. Any type of plastic wrapping type of sound, and they come running.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that when you humans are feeding these pets your food. We'll talk about the controversy surrounding that in a moment. But I do want to hit this drug thing, because it says that this drug, whatever it is, put together by Aratana Therapeutics, it says it works by mimicking ghrelin. Right? Leptin and ghrelin. Ghrelin is a hunger hormone. G-H-R-E-L-I-N.
I had never even heard of ghrelin before until our buddy Paul Barrettiero brought it up.
Yeah, Paul brought it up. Why? Because it turns out the molecular hydrogen also stimulates the production of ghrelin. So if you have an animal that's very sick, because really, I don't know if there are other reasons, but one of the main reasons animals don't eat if they're very ill, they lose their appetite. They can be bummed out emotionally, and of course then we've got gelsemium and other things, but the reality of lack of hunger could be a very serious illness like cancer, so there are other things to consider. But that's why I don't know if you can get your dog, can you see your dog smoking a doobie? Could you do that? No, I don't think you can do that. Because we know that stimulates appetite, right? We do know that. But the idea here is that if you can bring molecular hydrogen into their system, that stimulates production of ghrelin, which stimulates appetite. So that's something to consider in terms of your animal's health, or instead of a drug for appetite or lack thereof. I think that I would rather, you know, go with water, right? Drink some clean water that has molecular hydrogen in it and watch the benefits occur for this animal for a lot of reasons. They say that this well, there's another drug that they're going to do for pain and inflammation for osteoarthritis in dogs. But again, here I look at homeopathy to detoxify the liver. Always the liver congestion, always a starting point for any of these ailments, whether it be pets or humans. And this is a very, very real problem. So there are other things that can stimulate ghrelin production. And of course, minerals are necessary for all production of hormones and everything. So look to the GTF chromium. You can actually crumble up a little bit into the food as well. Although they're not eating, so that's another story. So you might want to do an appetite formula from King Bio. So there you go. You got a couple of options there. And then we transition to one of the problems. One of the reasons why your pet may not want to eat is because you're feeding him human food. But not the human food that I thought about. It's like scraps from the table. Like if you ate chicken or fish or, you know, or a steak and you're giving them that. We're talking now they're feeding them processed foods. And you know what it's doing to cats' lives? It's shortening their lives.
Well, see, I thought that's where we were going with the last article because I've known a lot of picky dogs over the years that would just prefer being fed a French fry from the bag than sitting down and eating their food, but, you know, I wouldn't try and stimulate that dog's appetite.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know. This seems like one of those common sense articles. Like, if it's not good for you, it's not good for your pet. And if you care about your pet more than you care about yourself, which a lot of people do,
yeah,
like, you know, think twice about what you're putting into them.
Yeah, and I understand the concept of feeding an animal that you love, the food you get. But the question is, are you doing them any favors? And if you're feeding them processed foods from a cellophane wrapper, Super Don, not good. They are not supposed to eat that stuff.
No, you're right. You are correct. You know, and I think one of the things people need to keep in perspective is that, you know, like one French fry for like a human being would be like the equivalent of like, you know, 10 French fries to a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I guess depending on the size of the dog. But
French fries and dog ears, right? And cat ears, etc. But, you know, this is the thing about the science diet that I remember when I had a cat years ago. And I found out that the science diet that they were promoting, and I don't know if it's the same. I haven't looked into it in years, but I still don't buy. We have organic cat food, and we make some stuff, too. But the science diet was really corrupted. It was nasty stuff from China, and it was killing a lot of cats. And you heard about the melamine scandal from China, things like that. These cheap dog and cat foods can be as bad as the processed garbage that we're feeding ourselves or our kids. And by the way, it's as criminal, in my opinion, to feed these animals processed food as it is to do for your own children in reality. Give them real food. Give them a chance. And we'll continue to discuss this. But cool pet opening. Thanks, Captain Morgan, for being on middle of the week. We'll get you on Freshman Friday, of course.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, mateys. Super Don, we got to talk about the real cause of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Is RSV right again?
I hear it. I told you so coming.
Stand by for that. Thanks to Captain Morgan. The notes are up. RobertScottBell.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, now that we've got Fido and Fifi all happy talking about pets to open a today's Robert Scott Bell Show. And links, by the way, to some of those things we just mentioned. You can spell them out. You can try to sound them out. Latin's not easy, I know, but they're written out because Captain Morgan put them up there. GERD. I want to talk GERD with you. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Superdon, have you ever suffered like I had? With all kinds of things. I mean, we didn't have it called GERD back in the day. It was acid indigestion, and it was heartburn, right? Yeah. Yes, yeah. And
on a few occasions. Okay. And usually it was because I ate or drank something that obviously would create that problem.
Yeah, yeah. You self-induced it. It's They used to have the commercials where you'd go out and eat a whole pizza, and then they'd have the guy saying, "I can't believe I ate the whole thing." You remember that?
Plop, plop.
Fizz, right. Yeah. So it was sort of like, yeah, go out and eat how you want. And they've taken it to a new art form. Because with the advancements in diagnostic describing, that's called naming, right? They've named it GERD. And now it's like got its own set of drugs that are proton pump inhibitors. And they say, you know what? And you'll see these commercials for Nexium and Prevacid and all that. Say, you know what? I don't even want to wait to suffer. I'm just going to take the pill first, and I'll eat whatever I want. So it's no post-pop, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. It's like, I'm just shutting down the entire digestive system before I even go. And it's like, it's brilliant. It's so brilliant. I mean, it's so stupid. But this is how we've been programmed, that a pill could actually do that which we won't do for ourselves, which is like, eat better. Eat clean foods. Don't eat too
much. Imagine that. Huh?
Yeah. So the whole thing about GERD, though, is about the cause, right? For years, we've been told by the medical community it's too much stomach acid. Now, I've been one of the few, although there are more voices out there saying, you know what, it's not enough stomach acid. But even more than that, if we go deeper into the discovery here, the researchers say they've discovered the actual cause of GERD. the actual cause of GERD, but I'm going to call BS on it, and I'll explain why in a moment. But they always said it's stomach acid backing up into the esophagus, causing damage to the lining of the esophagus, and that's what they call GERD. Now they're saying, no, it's actually an inflammatory response prompted by the secretion of proteins called cytokines. Cytokines. Now, you've heard me talk about cytokines in reference to silver and the silver allo protocol.
Cytokine storms.
Storms, yeah. That's right. These are inflammatory cascades or storms, immune responses. Now, they're saying in this article, which I'm not going to dispute the fact that there aren't cytokines present, but to say that the cytokines are the actual cause, as opposed to being a response to something, that's where it gets a little dicey, Superdon. So it's sort of like, yes, they're validating what I've been saying for years, but then they're also stopping at a certain point going, well, let's forget about the whole acid thing altogether. Whether it's too much or too little, irrelevant. Now we've got to do, how do we stop the cytokine storms from happening? And of course, that means what? Anti-inflammatory drugs. They're going to say, you know what everybody needs to go on? Nexium and Prevacid, not good enough. What we need to do is push you on prednisone.
Oh, I thought they were going to say Tylenol.
Oh, yeah. No. Tylenol, not a good plan, although they might, but it's not technically an NSAID Tylenol. But the idea here, of course, is to say, okay, we found the mechanism. Let's stop the mechanism completely. And understand that there is a mechanism of healing that is associated with cytokines. It's not all bad. If you get stuck in chronic patterns of inflammation, yes, that's bad. But the idea is not to suppress it with toxic drugs that actually make things worse. It's to heal the tissue and remove the reason that it is inflamed to begin with. And so we come back to the GERD and the acid relationship. If you are not producing enough stomach acid and you eat a typical diet, which will contain some level of animal protein for most vegetarians, even vegetarian protein to some degree, a lot of that breakdown starts in the stomach with the extremely low pH of the stomach acid. If you don't have enough, what happens is those proteins will sit in the stomach and putrefy and create gases. Gaseous emissions like Mount Vesuvius, you're going to have a blowout, right? Oh my gosh, I'm going to burp, whatever. But this blowout will take whatever of that low pH content, even if it's not enough, as I say. It's a little is enough when it blows out with the gaseous explosions upward to erode the esophagus to create damage in tissue injury to the esophageal tissue. So they wrongly said, oh my gosh, you've got so much stomach acid in there, it's overflowing. But it's not the truth. You don't have enough, and it's causing gaseous putrefaction of things that aren't getting digested properly. Isn't that lovely?
Putrefaction. That's the word of the day.
You like that? Like that term?
Putrid.
So when we want to heal the tissue, we can use silver, we can use aloe, we can use, glycerine, licorice extract. I mean, there are things that we can do to heal it, but we need to produce enough stomach acid. Stop it with the acid blockers. That's a disaster because you're going to break down the body's ability to digest proteins, break them down, and then everywhere it goes from there to the small intestine, you're not going to have complete digestion there either. You'll have malabsorption and other kinds of corruption, and then eventually they'll put you on, of course, more antibiotics, more prednisone, and eventually they'll cut out parts of your intestines, and I'm not exaggerating. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more powerful healing. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Super Don, I got to ask you, just that you're my conscience here when we talk about really technical details of bodily functions, right? When we talk about gastroesophageal reflux disease. And I always think of Captain Morgan now. She's like a conscience, like she's my Jiminy Cricket too. It's like, Robert, you're not making any sense. You're talking too fast. You're using words that are too large. Let's back it down, Grandma, right, or Grandpa. And so I ask you, if you were at all paying attention, because I know sometimes you're busy multitasking on the show, about the GERD issue. I think this is so important to understand the mechanisms at play, because on one level, a story like that that you found is really good because it identifies a deeper layer or level of the dysfunction or the functional reality. Yet they ignore it and then go back to, oh, well, we need to do this drug now. We need to do this drug. Oh, it's a different way. Oh, it's a different drug over here. None of them address the starting point in reality.
Or they'll say, well, it looks like we're wrong and it looks like it's something else, but just keep doing what you're doing anyway.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. It's like, well, that is the standard of care, even though it has no basis other than we've been doing it this way for decades. I mean, this is what happens in modern medicine. Again, why I say be careful when you go to a doctor. They're all handicapped. They should all have handicapped spots for their brain because their brains have been turned off in certain ways. And they're not stupid people. They're not. They're easier to be trained, like dogs.
I think the word to use here is they get complacent.
Complacency. Yeah, perhaps that's the case. Complacency. But I mean, I know they're aggravated too. And, you know, as I said, if you're new to the show, I don't doctor bash here. That's not my point in doing this, in describing it this way. But it's to really help you to recognize that these doctors might even mean well, but meaning well and doing well are two different things. Well, they were nice to me. Oh yeah, they were nice to you as they gave you a drug that is completely inappropriate for your condition. Oh, they're nice to you when they give you an iatrogenic disease or TEN. As I say, they are handicapped by their training. Some of them can unlearn it. Most of them apparently cannot or will not. We've got a big story about that related to vaccinations shortly. We'll get into that. But there are many ways to restore integrity to the GI tract. The Silver Allo Protocol, which I've written about in Unlock the Power to Heal, is one of the most obvious ways to go about recovery and reversal. But one of those things, you know, I want to talk about my dietary shifts over the years, Superdome. I ate commercially, chemically grown foods. A lot of processed foods. Some of it was fresh, but not organic. And I reacted almost the same way to everything, which is why I lived through my teen and young adult years on Tums and Rolaids, because I just had such horrible reflux. Everything I ate. And it's like, gee, this doesn't feel good. I mean, it might taste good going down, but I feel rotten after every meal. It didn't matter what I ate. And so that was the discovery, the epiphany for me at the age of 24, when somebody said to the homeopath that I eventually studied with, you're toxic, your liver's toxic, you need to eat clean food. I didn't even know what that meant except kosher. But as I've said so many times, much to the chagrin of certain rabbis perhaps that don't appreciate me saying that the kosher laws need to be updated, that's not sacrilege, because if they were right...
I'm for whatever reason, I'm remembering a segment that we did once.
Mm-hmm.
About a story about kosher food and stuff like that. And you pointed out the fact that, you know what, it's not like if you say a prayer, suddenly the food's good for you.
Yeah, and the thing is, Superdon, you know me, I don't...
Then you got a lot of hate mail, I'm sure.
I did, but I like prayer. I got nothing wrong with that. But the point is, it's like the people who say, you know what, I could just pray the bad stuff away. Now,
right.
I'm not saying that you pray over something that's going to get worse. I'm not saying that. But if you're relying on that, when you have the capacity and ability to make better choices, supporting your environment, your kids' environment, much less the environment at large, I don't think that's the same as trusting in God and tying up your camel. I think that's like you're leaning on a creator and not doing what you are required to
do. Wouldn't that be kind of like the whole, you know, the story about the guy that's in the flood, is sitting on top of his house waiting for God to save him,
mm-hmm.
and he sends him the boat, and
yep.
he sends him the, you know, and like that. I think that kind of is where you're going with this.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, all right, if you know that the food has got toxic poisons on it, and you make no effort to change that, in other words, change by choosing a different form or source for your food. And I'm not saying, every time. I know people say that I'm orthorexic. Because I would rather fast than eat food that would make me feel bad. No, that's just me being pragmatic and practical. I felt bad much of my young life. I don't want to do that again, and I know how to avoid it. So why would I want to do that? Just to make you feel good? Sorry, not going to happen. That's the kind of selfishness that I love the DACA detox for. Talks about, you know, it's like, be selfish enough not to participate in your own destruction. And that's the point here. Prayer is good. I'm not dissing on prayer. I utilize it. But the point is, if you're just going to be lazy and haphazard about, I'll put anything in my body, I'll just pray it away, I find that to be irresponsible, an irresponsible use of prayer. And now, send the hate mail. Go ahead. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, there may be some people that just all they heard you say right now is, I don't like prayer,
yeah.
Period.
No, I didn't. Yeah. You know, they're slackers. There are people out there that are slackers about this. They won't do what really is they know they should do, but they're too lazy. And you know what? It's just a matter of, and I come back to self-love. We talk about that with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. If you really loved yourself, really, I mean, appreciate it, you wouldn't want to destroy yourself even subtly. Now, again, there are subtleties to that discussion, too, because the vast majority of people still, Superdon, don't understand the damage that is done to them with every morsel and every bite of food that contains these synthetic toxins. Granted, it doesn't outright kill you with every morsel and every bite, but I was the canary in the coal mine. That's why I speak from my experience. You might have a different experience. I didn't have the iron constitution. Some people, as we've talked about, end up being 100 years old and they drank and smoke every day of their life. Okay? Fine. If that's you. I'm not telling you that this is about conscious decisions, conscious choices. And if you are going to choose to eat a certain way, I don't want that to now be a complex for you either. Right? I don't want you to have a complex about your food. That's really the negative aspect of what they try to diagnose as orthorexia, where you're so obsessive that you freak out.
Well, listen, there are extremes. They have to admit that there are some people that will take this to an extreme where it will have a negative effect on their you know, social life and their interaction with other people and stuff. It's all about finding balance, which is something you've obviously been able to do.
Yeah. No, and I'm encouraging you to find whatever that balance is for you. If you can get by with eating garbage and praying it away, knock yourself out, okay? So, I feel like
that'd be a great book, wouldn't it? Yeah.
What would the book title be?
But some kind of diet plan like that, you know, where it's like a
pray it away,
whiskey and cigars, you know.
Yeah, pray away the negative influence.
How I lost 100 pounds
and I just ate anything I wanted to. Now, again, consciousness. I'm all about, you know, making conscious decisions about this and then being at peace with whatever decision you make. You don't want to exacerbate any existing condition. But those people that say they can pray it away, I end up seeing them later in their life and they have cancer or they have other debilitating conditions. And I said, how well did that prayer work for you? Again, not to diss on prayer, just to recognize that I think we're being asked to do more than just that. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I think anybody with, you know, that can look at it with some common sense will agree with you.
Okay, and those who can't, just yell at me. Go ahead. 866-939-BELL. Leave me a message or go to robertscottbell.com and you can say it there. Sneak attack. Supplement sneak attack. We've got more updates from an action alert from the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org, linked up in the show notes today. They keep trying to go, supplements are bad, we've got to regulate them, we've got to shut this thing down, they're so dangerous, beside the fact that people aren't dying from supplements, they're dying from FDA-approved drugs. Remember last year, Sidney Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, and Dick the Turban Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, they attempted to attach an anti-supplement amendment to a must-pass defense appropriations bill, but you guys and gals out there helped to stop it, the grassroots activists. Well, they're floating another amendment that would restrict access to dietary supplements for members of who? Of what? The armed forces. That's right. We can't have our soldiers, our immune system, protecting us while taking dietary supplements. That would be outrageous. That would be bad. They might be stronger. They might actually be able to defend us instead of being destroyed by the drugs that the VA is going to give them. This ticks me off, Superdon. This really is like one of those things where you want to take Blumenthal and Durbin out and, you know, maybe their parents could do that. Do they get a ground?
Well, and what the ANH is pointing out here is that if they manage to sneak this thing through and it's something that's recognized by the military or in the military, then that is just kind of like the foot in the door in order to expand that to the entire U.S.
Yeah. Sneak attack should not be like a Pearl Harbor on our own soldiers once again. And they want to do that from within by pretending that those are the dangerous things. I tell you what the dangerous things are. Doctors, licensed medical degree doctors. And there's a great WordPress, I guess this is a blog from, I think this is Polly Tommy's husband, if I'm not mistaken, that put this blog out on vaccines. Many doctors are just cowards. And this is an amazing admission. As John Abramson, a MD from Harvard Medical School, was quoted as saying, you know, when he was challenged about the issue of vaccines, that it's 100% safe, it's always effective, and of course that's a lie. So, don't you think they're intelligent enough to see through it, to know it? course they are. But they're cowards. They're afraid that they might get in trouble for pointing that out. And so the question is, would you share your opinion on the current push toward compulsory vaccination in absence of clinical trials and in violation of the Nuremberg Code? And so the guy from the Harvard Medical School says, he just says it. I have to take the coward's way out. I have to take the coward's way out on that issue. The pharmaceutical industry watches everything I do, and if I take a stand that I can't defend, oh, the bottom line is I think that what the science is incomplete. Really, that's the understatement of the year, Dr. Abramson. Then he continues. There's no question about it, he says. And the politics of it, as the way it's done, as a legal matter, and the inability of people who are injured by vaccines to sue for compensation, preventing plaintiffs' lawyers from getting to the scientific data, it's big problems. And that's really all I can say. Because, again, everything I say in public is well read. So I apologize. Harvard Medical School doctor admits he's a coward. And I'm calling him out. This is where we would get applause from our good buddy Dr. Batar when he says I'm being too nice to doctors.
Right. Here's a good example here. Yeah.
He'd be going, yeah, Robert, you're right. You're not being too kind. You're being very direct as to how it should be. Doctors who don't look and review the science and recognize the corruption at CDC and other areas on this issue of vaccination, either they're ignorant because they haven't looked into it, and that's not an excuse, or they have looked into it and they're afraid to speak out because they're cowards. All right, folks, let me know what you think. 866-939-BELL, call me or leave a message or go to robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to those courageous companies who suppress. No, they don't suppress. They support. They support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. It's the pharmaceutical industrial complex that would like to suppress this along with the FDA. But, homie, don't play that game. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
That's BEESPA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
RobertScottBell.com for all the show notes, the links, and banners that are up there. Again, don't ask for much. You just ask that you say thanks to those folks who make this message possible. Okay. Funny news, sad news, I'm not sure. It's a little bit, it's semi-political news. You know, I think, what did the Tonight Show ever do with Jay Leno, like, funny obituaries? They always did funny headlines, but...
Funny headlines, yeah. I don't remember if it was obituaries or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, funny obituaries would kind of be like, really? No, that doesn't work. How would an obituary...
Well, believe it or not, it does happen. And every once in a while, you see something in the news where the person that passed away, either they themselves had pre-written their obituary or the family did it in honor of the person that passed away because they had a very well-known sense of humor.
Right, yeah. And those can be funny. And, you know, you tend to, if you're going to a funeral, you try to find the humor in the loss, of course, and people relate funny stories to help lighten the mood. And in this case, of course, this is sort of political because if you happen to die about now, and I'm not wishing that on you, I'm just saying if you did, and you're in the political seat, if you're really into politics and you go, oh my gosh, what are we, our vote, we got to choose between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? And that's evidently what happened to Marianne Noland. Marianne Noland, I think she was out of Richmond, Virginia. And she, you know, she was a graduate of Douglas Freeman High School when I was born. She was old. And the University of Virginia School of Nursing back in 1970. Well, anyways, she has all the niceties, a faithful child of God, all of that stuff, what she devoted her life. But it says this at the beginning. Marianne Alfred Noland, faced with the prospect of voting for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, Marianne Noland of Richmond, Virginia chose instead to pass into the eternal love of God on Sunday.
Wow.
Really? I don't check out now, Marianne. It's just getting interesting.
It was just too much. Huh?
Yeah, and yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't make a choice. I'm out of here. You know, the thing is, this is actually one of the more interesting battles in politics that we've experienced in our lifetime, Super D, because we have what appears to be a genuine outsider in Donald Trump versus a genuine insider in Hillary Clinton. And it's so bizarre because you've got neocon Republicans actually kind of floating trial balloons to say, you know what, if Trump really is the nominee, we might have to vote for Hillary, which tells you how much they have principles in terms of the Republican Party. It's all about the war. And, of course, the Democrats have been the party of war in the 20th century long before the Republicans were. And the Republicans kind of took it over. And now, of course, Hillary's riding for the war brand on the Democratic side of the ticket. So I don't think it's that difficult when I look at Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton. I don't see that as, you know, because they're so different, being one an outsider, one that's actually, and they say that Trump is the wild-eyed, he shoots from the hip, and he, you know, he's the guy who's actually talking sense, saying, I'll even talk to the guy from North Korea, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I think it's a situation where when you compare the two,
yeah,
he is the one that seems to be speaking the most sense.
That isn't now, but that's not the way the leftists are calling him, and even the Republicans that want to vote for him.
Well, no, it's
yet.
Because it's politics. It's, you know, it doesn't matter who's in there. But I will say, I will agree with you. This is the craziest situation, I would say, not since we saw Perot running back in 92, where we were going to have somebody who was just completely plain talking,
right,
you know, not pulling any punches. We have not seen anything like this, and I never in a million years thought that I would support or even entertain the idea of Donald Trump being elected president.
Yeah.
But at this point, you know, I mean, you got the choice between the lesser of two evils once again.
Yeah, well, you're not checking out. I'm not checking out. But whether we vote or not, that's another story. But the issue here, I think, is that I find Trump more intriguing by the moment with the things that he's saying, that he's willing to talk to our so-called enemies, which is a good thing, not a bad thing. And also, you know, on the economic issue, talking about auditing the Fed now, also talking about, you know what, it's the Federal Reserve just printing money. We could rearrange that debt in a way, and people are freaking out about that. But he's actually talking sense on that. We'll have to get Richard Perle on to talk economics.
If nothing else, we're going to have lots to talk about as far as politics go for the next 4 years.
Yeah, it makes it very exciting. Very exciting, folks. And, you know, if you do happen to check out early, you know, get something funny ready for the obituary. Just saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Make those that you leave behind laugh a little bit. Okay, folks, we got a whole other hour. Ty Bollinger is going to join us. He's back from Vegas. We're going to hear about his trip, and we've got a lot of stories linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please tell your friends, as I'm telling you, and, of course, link them up to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Why? Well, it's obvious by now, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.